Good morning.
Good morning.
What a great looking group we got here this morning, huh?
Finally.
I'm telling you, lots and lots. Well, you know, today I've got a couple of little Bible verses to read to you, and then I'll tell you why I'm reading them. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 23, it says, "You were bought at a price. Do not become slaves of men." And in John 8, verse 36, "So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." And I read those to you because we're going to be celebrating a holiday tomorrow. I know this because I'm off work. yes, it is Veterans Day. You're right. Tomorrow is Veterans Day. And I wore my flag this morning, and there's a flag here, and you see a lot of flags around town and everything because we celebrate our veterans tomorrow.
There's a parade tomorrow, isn't it?
There's probably a parade somewhere tomorrow, too. Yeah, there probably is. And we celebrate our veterans because of all they did to give us freedom, don't we? Do you know that? Do you know why? And we have a lot of veterans I know in the church. There's a lot of veterans. I saw Wayne with his Navy tie on this morning, and I know we have a lot of veterans here, and a lot of veterans that were wounded, a lot of veterans that, a lot of people that died so that we could be free. So let's have the veterans stand up just for a second so we can applaud them. Huh? Look at all these veterans. That's a lot, isn't it? All these men and women, isn't that fantastic? But you know, the word freedom that they give us has the word free in it. But you know, that freedom isn't really free, is it? Somebody bought and paid for that freedom that we have. These veterans, that's what they did. They bought and paid for the freedom that we have in this country. And another freedom that we have is to be free to live in heaven with Jesus, don't we? We have eternal life. And that freedom for eternal life, freedom from sin and freedom to have eternal life, was not free either. Do you know why that was not free? Anybody? No? No guess this morning? That freedom was not free because Jesus gave his life for our freedom. God sent his only Son to give us that freedom from sin and freedom to live in heaven for eternity with him. And that's why that verse in John is so important. It says, if the Son sets you free, the Son, being the Son of God, has set us free. So this morning we not only celebrate our veterans who gave us freedom in this country, but we celebrate the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who gave us freedom from sin and freedom to live in heaven with him for eternity. So let's bow our heads and thank him for all that. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the freedoms that we have in this country. And we pray that the freedoms that we have will continue, Lord, because of the sacrifices that our veterans have given us, the people that have gone and fought and paid the price for our freedom. And Lord, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, who's given us the freedom from sin and the freedom to live in heaven forever. In Jesus' name, amen.